Welcome back to another glossy segment of Lashes to Riches. Today, we are going to explore the hottest trends in beauty. I'm Katarina, and I'm honored to welcome our special guest and co-host, Savannah Moore.
Hi, Kat. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Let's get to it. So for our lashes of the week, if you're interested in drugstore, I would suggest looking at Salon Perfect. It's style 614. It's a multi-pack, and you can get that for $8.44. They're thin, long, and wispy.
For high-end lashes, you can look at Lily Lashes in the style of Miami. They're $29.99, and they're thick and fluttery, but you can reuse them as much as you want.
So, beauty trend is trending right now. A big one is Bratz dolls. Bratz dolls is basically young kids doing their makeup to legitimately look like a Bratz doll. Savannah, can you elaborate on that?
They're kind of like anime characters with big, bold eyes and bold colors, and they look a little freaky, but it's trending on Instagram lately.
The more you look like one, the more likes you get and the more popular you are, pretty much. Another hot beauty trend is dewy looks. There are basically illuminator drops that you use for highlight or like on your body for shimmer. They even have dewy sprays. How do you feel about this trend, Savannah?
I really like them, especially in spring and summer. I think it looks good in the sun.
Would you recommend using it in the winter at all?
Not really. I like more of a matte look in the winter.
Gotcha. So, Savannah, I'm going to actually ask you a few questions, if that's okay with you.
Great, I'm so excited.
Okay, so for our first question, what is your most cherished beauty product?
I really like Tarte Shape Tape's concealer. It's super full coverage and thick.
And how did you first find out about this product?
I worked at Ulta for a little bit, and I found it there, and a lot of beauty gurus use it and swear by it.
Gotcha. What kind of coverage do you prefer from foundation?
I'm a full coverage kind of gal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite brand?
I actually use Maybelline.
Gotcha. What's your favorite high-end brand?
I really like Anastasia Beverly Hills. They have amazing highlighters and brow products.
Gotcha. What cosmetic products have you always wanted to try but like haven't?
I really wanted to try Juvia's Place because they always have a sale going on and they're affordable and they have bright, bold colors.
Yeah, I have a few of those palettes myself and I am addicted to them. I can't go without them. What's your favorite place to shop for makeup?
I really like going to Target with you at 10 a.m.
So Target is super affordable, but there's other places you can get makeup from like Ulta, Sephora, honestly anywhere. And last question, who are your all-time favorite beauty gurus?
I love Jeffree Star. I know he's super controversial, but he's my girl.
He's your girl?
Yeah.
I bet y'all, do you want like matching eyebrows with him?
Oh no, I'm good. I like my brows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's something that Jeffree Star is known for?
Probably his pink everything. Pink hair, pink house, pink cars.
Does he advocate for anything or is he just kind of just there for the makeup?
I think probably for the AIDS community, but don't quote me on that.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's talk about some beauty reviews on products and their dupes. So first, we're going to start with the Tarte Concealer, which Savannah mentioned earlier that was her absolute fave. And typically, it's on sale for $27, but a dupe of that is Makeup Revolution Conceal and Define for $7. And you can find that at really any drugstore, like CVS, Target, and even probably Walmart.
Yeah, they also have it at Ulta, because Ulta has high-end and drugstore.
Gotcha.
For other beauty products, the Morphe James Charles Artistry Palette is $39, but you can get a dupe. The Juvia's Place, which you actually have the Zulu eyeshadow palette, they have some similar shades in that palette, and that's only $20.
I dig similar looks, don't you?
Yes.
Another dupe, you could compare Too Faced Better Than Sex Mascara for $23, and a dupe for that is actually L'Oreal's Voluminous Lash Paradise for $10, and again, you can find that at any drugstore and even places like Ulta as well.
And then we also have the Benefit Professional Primer. That's super popular in the beauty community, and that's $32, but its dupe is the Maybelline Baby Skin Primer for only $6.48.
So I'd highly recommend those products to anyone looking. You know, sometimes cheaper is better.
I agree.
Okay, so now let's talk about some tea going on in the beauty community. Savannah, what's the biggest thing going on that you've heard of?
Smashing makeup. So Jeffree Star recently and James Charles filmed a video on YouTube smashing makeup that they hated the companies of and such. So I feel like that's a tea.
Wasn't Victoria's Secret one of the brands that they smashed?
Yes, they don't support the trans community or plus size models. So that's been a controversial topic recently as well.
Another makeup brand that Jeffree Star smashed was Huda Beauty. And basically, he doesn't like Huda because they copied a setting powder that another company made. Are there any other brands that he smashed, Savannah?
Kat Von D, they're longtime rivals. They were friends for a while, but she called him out on social media for not paying a worker. Plus, she doesn't vaccinate her children.
Yikes. That's a big one. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. I'd like to thank Savannah Moore for joining us. I'm Katarina, and I hope you enjoyed all the hottest beauty trends. Come back next week for another glossy segment of Lashes to Riches. Follow us on Instagram @KatarinaSibley and @SavannahMarieM. Thank you.